in this house, at everyone in here, who do you think would be the first to either A, have kids, or B, get married?
Probably you.
Yeah, I feel like it's like in your culture to
in your culture.
Like maybe like get married first, or like you have to. I don't know. You just get like, I don't know, like give me like an Iowa vibe or like something. Like, I feel like.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are L2L. Welcome to episode 11 of the podcast. Make sure you guys tune in. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. How we doing, guys? We good?
Doing great.
Great. Hey, Seb wanted to match me today, so.
No, actually, Jalen wanted to match me. He saw me wearing it.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I literally
went to his room and changed.
I didn't know. No, I didn't change. I didn't have a shirt on. Thank you.
What's new?
I didn't have a shirt on. I was trying to figure out what to wear. Seb came out in his Miami Marlins jersey, and I was like, I'm gonna match him.
Honestly, I'm gonna go take it off real quick. I'm gonna change
before. No, let me just take mine off, bro. All right, you
do that. I wish I would have had mine. I probably would have threw mine on, but I left mine at home because I actually went to a Marlins game. Because I'm a real Marlins fan, unlike y'all posers.
We have been to a Marlins game.
One.
Two.
You went to two?
I went to three.
I probably have.
You went to three?
I've probably been. I probably watched them play in the past.
Yeah. Roll the clips.
I'm a Royals fan. I just like the jersey. It's got my last name on it.
I like the Marlins colors.
I didn't get to make it pro, so I got to.
You have cool colors. You Fake wanted it. To be a pro a baseball player?
I would have loved to be a pro baseball or football player. I was probably better at baseball than I was football, actually.
So what were y'all before you guys became creators?
Baseball player.
No cap, you were, weren't you?
Just baseball player, that's it. That's
in high school? Bro, move your mic closer.
Like, what was your job, Sebastian?
I didn't have a job. Baseball's my job. Wasn't it, like, no pay, but...
No pay?
A free job.
A free job. Okay. Fun.
I was a medical sales rep. Yay for me.
What was your first job, Jalen?
Like ever? So my first job ever was I worked in a funnel cake stand at the Iowa State Fair. So I served funnel cakes, made funnel cakes. I did that for 2 years. So I was 14 and then 15. And then when I turned 16, I got my first job at Fairway, you know, carrying out groceries for customers, restocking the shelves. And then after that, I just went to college. And after I got to college, I started doing umpiring during the summer.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
I can see you.
Bro, it was good bread. I made like $40 a game, like 10 games a weekend. Damn. So I made like $400.
Give us like a example how you would be like, he's out.
Oh, how I call people out? Yeah. So I give you my one strike, two strike, and three strike. So I'm behind the plate. Okay. One. Two. And then for strike three.
That was actually good. I just like that.
Hope y'all lowered your mics. Hopefully no one's wearing headphones.
Just like that. Umping was fun though, especially because when I was that age, so we'd ump like anywhere from like age like 8 all the way to like 14. Yeah. And so it was fun because like I was now the one that was umping those kids. And when I was that age, our team was really, really good. So it was just it was fun seeing those kids grow up and play. And yeah, it was fun.
I feel that. I feel like the reason I asked is because like I feel like everybody knows that I was a teacher before this, but I was also a person like I did a lot of odd jobs back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like my first ever job was at Chick-fil-A. I used to work at Sephora. I was like actually one of the youngest employees at Sephora. I worked at Tilly's. I worked at icing, so I used to pierce Tilly's. People's ears. Yeah, I used to pierce like babies' ears. Even in college, like I was like a nanny. I was a receptionist. I worked at a medical school as a fake patient. So like
damn, you did everything.
Telling you, they gave me like scripts and everything, and I had to memorize my symptoms, and they would do physical exams on me, and I would have to like fake being the patient. Sometimes I would, so I was like an actress for medical school.
So you're like a test dummy.
Basically, it was paid so good though. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Great. Yeah. So yeah, and I did that even at Columbia Medical School in New York. So it's kind of crazy. I had so many odd jobs. I was like those people that you see like on the TV shows that are like can never keep a job.
Isn't it crazy too? The older we get, like the more we realize the money we were making is so ass.
Listen, I used to work like 60 hours a week for like $300.
That's what I'm saying. Like
$400, $8 an hour. Like it was bad.
Like for umping, like I said, like it was $40 a game for like 10 games, 8 to 10 games a weekend. But bro, like 10 games a weekend, like I'm outside from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. No break. Like a game would start, you get 15 to 20 minutes before the next game, and then you got to go again. Like it was brutal.
No, yeah. I used to do like graveyard shift receptioning. Like I would do from 6 a.m. to 8, like 7 p.m. 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. some days. Like there was times I worked like, yeah, like 40 hours within like a 3 or 4 day span. Because I would go from one job to the next job to the next job. I told you I had like 5 jobs in college all at one time simultaneously. Jeez. But it was fun. And I feel like it made me really learn the value of money. So now, you know, like just at the scale that we're at, I'm really grateful for everything. I'm just like, wow, my God, like, you know, this is something I haven't made in a whole year of whenever I worked like 5 jobs. So it's kind of mind blowing.
That is true. That is true.
You didn't do any like any jobs at all?
No, I was, when I tell you, like I was just doing baseball like every day. That was what I was doing.
Dang.
I mean, the only thing I got close to a job was like when I what I used to do is like when I was when we had like a family barbecue like at my family's house. I would like this was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I was always like thinking of something how to make money, and I would just like go around and give like massages to my family members for like 25 cents, like
massages,
like for like 20 minutes. This is when I was like a kid,
yeah.
That's so, funny
like,
as hell.
I did like stuff like that, but that doesn't really count.
You were the cutest kid ever.
You saw me?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think I don't know if you posted something your mom posted.
It's probably
something.
My mom, yeah. She posted a lot of throwbacks,
and I think you like reposted it. And I was just like, oh my gosh,
I was a little baby.
So adorable, like you just had like the biggest cheeks ever.
Maybe we'll pop a picture right
here, yeah. Pop a picture of little Sebastian. Yeah, definitely one of the cutest kids. I could only imagine. Sad. You were probably hustling, making money for those massages.
Yeah, I was. Hustling the streets for those massages.
Would you guys ever be a masseuse?
No. I like getting massages then. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah, no. Not to like a random, no, I would never.
No.
Like a random person. Mm-hmm. Nah, okay. I do have good hands though when it comes to massages. Though.
Oop. How do you know that?
When it comes to, what? Because if people say they have a good hand,
who told
I
massage you that?
Just like people.
People?
Like my friends, whatever. Like when I give them when I give a massage, they're like, wow, you have good hands.
Jalen, has he ever given you a massage?
I do. If I would.
It does feel good.
See, but imagine if like he wasn't as like big, you know?
It's like, yeah. I feel that.
Would you guys rather pay $100 every time you get a massage? Actually, we'll say pay $200 every time you get a massage, or every time you give someone a massage, you get $1,000. I know you didn't say you want to be a masseuse, but
$1,000 every single time I give someone a massage, $1,000, easy.
But it's gotta be. It's like a real massage, like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
I think I would rather pay. First of all, I have a subscription to Hand in Stone. So I do pay already probably around that much every single month for a massage. I think that TLC is really important. And an hour of my time, I feel like I'm not going to be giving that up for a massage.
You can make like $8,000 a day.
But some of the expensive massages, like this, like the actual spas, like at hotels, those are like a kind of like near $1,000.
Those are like $300.
Oh, actually,
$300. Yeah.
We should play The Price is Right with Sebastian. See if he knows how much things are.
Because I've never been to like a hotel spa,
bro. I took Ashley for her birthday.
Oh yeah,
the one up here.
I've only been to like the small like massage places around town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that one was so nice.
Sheesh.
Had me in there feeling like I was in a movie.
So what's a typical day at the house like?
Get a massage.
Wake up, massage.
We should go around and say like, because I don't really know what you guys like do during, like, or yeah, I feel like you guys don't know what I do.
Yeah, what do daily you do? Thing. Well, yeah, what's your daily, yeah.
Well, let's start over here.
No, you start. You start. No.
No, I brought it up, so all right, fine. You gotta start.
I wake up around like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. sometimes. I... read, and then feed Athena, let her outside, let her do her thing. That takes about 30 minutes. So by 7:30 or 8:30, depending on when I get up, I get ready. I go to the gym, work out for about 2 hours, and then come home, shower. And then normally we have like content stuff that we have to do for the house. So I'll do that. And then at night I just game. So
That's fun.
That's about it.
Well, on a day off, I wake up around, you know, it depends what time, like 11, like 12, whatever. It could go up to like 3 or 4 o'clock. But then I start my day off, go in the pool,
go in hot the jacuzzi,
in the hot tub. Yeah, I don't know why, but I just like it wakes me up when I go in the pool.
Yeah.
Then I make some food or Uber Eats, and then I just chill.
Like, what's your definition of chilling?
It's like, do you just lay in bed or like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lay right here. Usually I'm just chilling in bed, or just like watching a movie or on my phone.
Okay.
Feel that. I feel like every morning I wake up with like my mom. She like usually sends me like, this is what you have to do today. And usually the list only gets longer because I'm like always behind. And so I will do that. I'll like open my packages. You guys know I get like
a lot. You get so many packages. Dog, like, I've never seen someone get as much packages.
I get a lot of clothes and things like that. So like I'm always like separating them. If y'all already see my room right now, since I've been traveling so much, like it just looks big like little volcanoes.
Piles. It's gotta be bad because mine's bad.
Look, clothes. Yeah. You know, and so then I go through them. You know, sometimes I try them on. Maybe I'll do it on live. I'll get ready on live. And then I'll probably like film a lot of my own videos first. I'll try to like get the sunlight, and then we'll usually come and film with you guys. If I'm not with you guys, then, you know, I'll just probably just do my own thing all day, kind of film.
What's that mean?
Like filming,
do you
like
film or like
I try to film as much as possible, like especially when it comes to like fashion content or watching TikTok. Like people think that like watching TikTok is like, for me, I look at it as a job. Like I need to do at least 2 hours a day where I'm like actually actively watching, seeing what can apply, saving sounds, you know, and like just kind of brainstorming my creative, you know. So that's really what I do. Like, I feel like it really is like a real job, because then I get off at like 7 or 8 or whatever. Once the sun starts to set and I start losing light, I'm like, okay, I can clock out now, because there's nothing else I could possibly film. But
that's when I clock in, when the sun goes down.
When the sun, oh yeah, that's when you clock in. But
I clock in work,
you know. And I DoorDash a lot, but that's basically it. That's a day in my life. I mean, I do videos. You could just watch them if you want. Sebastian, you would know the answer to that question you just asked me if you watch my vids.
Have I watched your vids?
Do you watch my videos?
Yeah, I see your videos. I see you and Kubi's videos more.
Really?
They pop up more.
You've never seen like one of my day in my life?
I've seen the ones of you like talking.
Yeah.
Or like with the comment. Usually I see a lot of comments.
I'm dead with a lot of comments. Like, oh, like I'll use like a comment. Yeah. Those always do so well. I love interacting with the people in my, you know, comments.
It's very
section.
Good too.
Yeah. They say I'm really good at like replying to a lot of comments. I make sure I reply to as many as I can. It gets overwhelming at, obviously, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also I forgot to add in, like, you know, I don't know if you guys hear me, but like I DJ a little bit in my room. I actually DJ this morning, so.
I thought I heard it.
Yeah. Usually when I just wake up,
I also sing too. I do a lot of that on my free time.
I hear you sing usually at night.
I don't do any of those things. I listen to music. Listen to music on my own. You know, I feel like it's different. Like, if he's here. Oh, actually, take that out. Sorry. If my boyfriend's here.
Then that's when you sing?
Oh, no, that's like, that's when I, like, we'll do stuff together. Yeah. Please make sure to take that out.
Why?
I don't want anyone to know. Well, I just don't want people to know his name. They'll look him up and stuff like that. Take that out.
Take it out.
Well, actually put Faith's boyfriend's Instagram right here.
Actually bleep it out so that way if you were like, oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
It'll draw views.
Yeah, bleep out his name.
I'm probably gonna leave this whole thing.
Imagine I would literally report the whole account at that point. But if he's here, then like we'll just chill and stuff like that, and you know, like we'll watch movies and he'll cuddle with me and stuff like that. Oh. I love a good cuddle sesh.
Facts.
You know, I mean, Jalen hasn't seen his girlfriend in a month, y'all.
It's been a minute.
Somebody check his pulse.
Friday, two more days.
Two more days.
Two more days. I gotta see my baby. Two more
days. Aww.
I'm excited. Hey, I have a question, actually. That just made me think. In this house, out of everyone in here, who do you think would be the first to either A, have kids, or B, get married?
Probably you.
Yeah, I feel like it's like in your culture to...
In your culture? Get
like maybe like get married first, or like you have to. I don't know. You just get like, I don't know. Like, give me like an Iowa vibe or like something. Like, I feel like over there, like you guys get married earlier.
In the Midwest, I think families definitely get started. Or family, earlier. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by like culture. Like
I'm there. Dead. Not the Iowa culture. Iowa core. Like,
there's
no,
vibes
yeah.
over there.
No, I know what you mean.
I definitely think you're gonna be first. I don't see myself getting married till I'm almost 30. I don't want to see myself having kids till I'm at least 30. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't see it anywhere. Like, yeah. I'm no rush, basically. Like, so I feel like definitely probably you, because, you know, or Sab. I don't know.
You never know.
I feel like he's the type to like go to Vegas and get eloped when he's like lit.
No, nah.
That's not you?
Seb's going to get married at EDC.
Yeah, actually.
Next year.
I don't want kids, though, until I'm like, done with everything in life.
So like how old do you want kids?
Maybe like 30 35.
Okay, how many kids do you want? 40.
Okay, by 30 35.
How many kids do you want?
Like just two.
Okay,
just two. But yeah, married, I don't see. I'm not gonna get married until I'm done with everything.
Like, what does that mean?
Like, what I mean, like that. I meant by like when I travel everywhere, I want to go do whatever I want to do, and then like obviously with my girlfriend, then I might marry.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying like
the girlfriend you with.
No,
are
no,
you with
no.
the girl?
You have a girlfriend? Like, stop.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. So.
Oh, you never know. You never know. I mean, I feel like you really don't, but I feel like the person I'm with right now is probably the person I'm going to marry. Not probably. I think that he is.
You should have him down as a special guest.
Have him down as a special guest?
Yeah, you should text, give him a text.
I bet you he's sleeping.
You think, oh. Is he sleep? Does he sleep in usually?
No, not really.
Trying to find any excuse not to get him.
Listen.
He's sleeping. He's right well, now. Actually, I think I just heard him up, but he's probably showering.
You like hear something in the room, and I'm like, he's still sleeping.
He just walks in the main door. You know? Coming from like.
Talking about a special guest. Mm-mm. No, yeah. But Jalen, who do you think? Yourself, right?
Yeah, I would probably say myself. I think I want kids. It all depends. I'm 24 right now, so yeah, it really depends. My brother's 26 or 27, one of the two, and he just had their first kid a few months ago. So I don't know. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I need to get married or I need to have kids by this time, or I'm only going to do this by that. No, I just think God will tell me when it's time. And all that stuff is a blessing, in my opinion, like to start a family and to get married. Yeah. Like those are huge blessings. So I don't really try to decide when that's going to happen. I let God speak into my life and then I act from there.
When it's time, it's time.
Yeah,
definitely.
When time comes.
And I also feel like I have to like, I don't know, heal before I have a kid. I feel like a lot of people like kind of think of like, oh, whether or not like you're financially stable and stuff like that. But I think it goes beyond that. I think I have to heal from all of the things that, you know, like sometimes we as adults like don't check and then we kind of like project onto our children.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Correct. Correct. Right, so what's this thing that you were talking about earlier, Sebastian?
Yeah,
so
apparently honestly, you've got something. We need to.
I don't know where I found this. I think it was my friends like just reposted. I don't know if it's true or not, but I said there was like a debate or something that new anti-aging medicine is like being like processed right now that we could be like alive till like we're like 200 years old. So my question is, would you, you know, would you guys be willing to live up to 200, or do you guys just want to?
No, okay. I'm good. All right. I'm good off that. I am.
Honestly, good. I don't know if life is like good. Like when I'm like 80, like 100, I'll be down.
Faith, what did you say earlier? If life keeps life in like it is.
Yeah, if life keeps life in like this, I don't want to see no more. I've seen enough. I've only been alive for 24 years, and I still like, I'm like, okay, when's it get better? When's the light at the end of the tunnel? But I think there's a lot of beautiful things about life, but I think some of the most beautiful things about life is seasons, you know, and like just seasons passing and, you know, like a time for everything. So I feel like elongating that time is just kind of unnatural to me, you know, like. As humans, we have this time span, and some people get it, you know, cut short early, and some people get the opportunity to live longer. But to try to control that scientifically, like by double the lifespan, I don't know. Like,
well, I don't know if I'm wrong or whatever, but like back, like in the old, like people lived up to like
in the Bible, people lived all the way up until 800.
800, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, imagine. Mm-hmm. Or just like maybe 800. It was 800, like 1,000. Like their years was different.
I think ours. That time was
a little bit different. Like 800 is probably like, you never know, like half of that.
Well,
what was it actually 800? Like 365 days.
Maybe exactly. I feel like time was relatively different back then. You know, but what about you, Jalen? Would you take it?
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer really. I whenever God calls me home is when I'll go. So I don't know. Okay. I don't think I would take a pill, though, like to be like, oh, you get to survive an extra 100 years. No, I'm good.
Imagine taking a pill and then you get hit by a car the next day.
Yeah.
Just wasted the pill. What
about, would you guys like freeze your body and then like wake up like in the future? No. Would you do that?
You do?
I don't know.
Would you take the 200
years? If I knew pill? I was going to die like the day, like the next day, I would do it the day before.
Wow.
And just like live like maybe a day and see how the future is. Because I do want to see like in the future like what life is like.
I think I wouldn't want to do it
for like a day and then
unless everybody I love was also frozen with me.
Yeah.
You know?
You won't really have it.
Because just imagine you wake up and you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody you love. Your mom's not there.
But what if you wake up and like no one's even alive?
Exactly, and then I don't have to off myself. I would have no other choice.
That's crazy.
That would be the end of an era. I hope the human race never falls on me. I always say, like, there's a zombie apocalypse, I will be the first one out. I don't want to survive. I don't want to be a person that, like, gets in a bunker and has to eat, like, tuna from a can. Just take me first.
Yeah. I wouldn't even survive. I would starve to death.
But yeah, the no-go puff pizza, you're gone.
I'm gone.
You're a goner. Gone. Also, I don't know. Life ain't even all that as it is. Imagine if zombies were attacking the world. Send me home, Jesus. Send me home.
Would y'all rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
I'd rather know. Yeah, how. Because if I know. You said what?
I could avoid it.
Well, I mean, that's like inevitable. If it's
like a car crash, I just won't get out of the car again.
You could be walking down the street and get hit. No, that's like technically a car crash.
You could be in a restaurant and somebody busts through their house. Yeah, you could be in your house. Yeah,
you finna have a car come flying in the house at some point then.
I'm gonna leave my house.
I'm dead.
Maybe when, so I know how much. Then maybe when, so I know how much time I have.
It's tough, isn't
it? So it better be like for sure, because I don't like for sure that's when.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like.
Yeah, it's for sure. It's for sure you know how, and it's for sure you know when.
When.
I feel like maybe when too. That way that I know I could like spend all my money and stuff. make sure I go with everything well spent. What about you?
I would say how.
You would say how?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The reason I say how though, I think is because like I'd rather just continue to take risks in life and then eventually, you know. Say it's in an airplane crash. It's not like I'm going to be like, oh, I'm never going on an airplane again.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
I was actually just watching the Sully movie about, last night I watched it, about the aircraft that landed in the Hudson River.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that last night. That was pretty good.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that? The airplane that landed in the on the Hudson River?
No. Damn. No. Do you ever feel people like have like inklings of like how they're gonna die?
What do you mean?
Like people like can know, like they have that feeling. Like there's been like reported people that are like before they died, like they said.
Like they knew.
Yeah.
I feel like there has. I don't know if it was out of luck, but or like whatever. Some people have gifts like that.
Yeah. Some people just like have a vibe. Like, you know the Columbine shooting, the girl.
Columbine.
Columbine. Mm-hmm. How do I say it?
Columbine.
Columbine. Mm-hmm. Columbine shooting, the girl, like she wrote, the girl that was that first like got shot, she wrote in her like diary, like, I'm not gonna grow old. I don't think I'm gonna live long. I'm never gonna get married. I'm never gonna have kids. And then she died like a month later.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I met someone that like they could look at you and they see color, like your aura. Mm. Like they literally could see it, and they would say they were born like the whole family's like that. Mm. But like, and that, and like her dad actually like, what's it called? Like, what's it when you like?
He's a psychic.
Not just that, but like he like takes like what is it when they take the demon out of you?
Exorcism.
Oh, he's an
like
exorcist.
He does that, and like just their family just very like gift. I don't know if it's gift.
Gifted like but, that.
Just like gifted like that. So that's crazy. Just stuff like that just blows my mind. How she could like actually like look at you and see like color.
Yeah.
I used to always like when I was growing up, like my family would always be like, that's pretty. Yeah. You know, like I wasn't even allowed to watch like Harry Potter or anything like that. Like it was very much against my religion.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You weren't allowed either.
No, I literally just watched Harry Potter for the first time like this past year.
I've never watched it. Still to this day, I think I have to now. But like,
it is pretty. It is pretty.
I wasn't allowed to watch any of this stuff because it's like brujeria in my religion. But now I'm like, you know, all into horoscopes and things like that.
You need to watch Harry Potter.
It is a good movie. It is a good movie.
I feel a little.
Have you watched? You just watched one of them, the first one.
No, I watched like the first like five. I just didn't watch the last couple, two or something.
They're so good. They are good.
I'll probably watch them now that I'm freed from the shackles.
They are good. They weren't even that bad either.
Like, allowed to go to like Disney or anything like that.
That's crazy.
But not even Disney?
Well, like they were like Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse. Like that was around the YouTube time where like if you turn a song backwards. Mm-hmm. Do y'all remember those times? Yeah. Do you remember those times, Sebastian?
You do what?
Like they would turn music backwards and they would be like subliminal. You never heard of that? Oh
wait,
my god.
At Disneyland?
No. Like it was like a thing, and then they would be like hidden messages in Disney movies. Oh. And it would be like, you've never seen subliminals?
No.
Thank God. You've had a good childhood.
I haven't.
Because oh my gosh, they would like turn back the music of like anybody, your favorite artist, and it'll be like, I love the devil.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, but they have that. Like everywhere now, right?
Really?
Like, I mean, that's like, it was like a time where it was like, that's, I'm confused. I don't know.
Like, it was like a thing, like on YouTube. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like an era. Like, that was like, when YouTube was like big and like everyone was like turning music backwards and stuff. Honestly, we could all have been fooled and they could have just put another track at the end of it. And we would have never known. We would just believed it. But yeah, they were always like saying stuff about like Disney and stuff. So, like,
I know Disney has a lot of like hidden stuff. A lot of hidden stuff.
I like their like containers. What's it called? Their egg. What are they called?
Their egg hunt?
Egg. Is it called egg? Easter eggs. Easter eggs?
Oh, Easter eggs, yeah.
Yes. I love their Easter eggs things in their movies to like talk about their movies.
Oh, they hide Easter eggs in their movies?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Not like actual eggs.
No, I okay.
He thinks
I'm talking about like hidden stuff, like hidden.
Yeah, hidden stuff.
Okay, yeah. At first I thought you meant like Easter eggs.
We should watch like a compilation of Easter eggs from Disney movies. They're so cool. Mm. Once you see them, it's like you're hard to unsee them.
I thought you actually meant Easter eggs.
Marvel's Easter
eggs are so good. So good.
Where are they?
All over throughout their movies.
But what do you mean? Like, it's like one.
So
thing?
Like for example, like a Marvel movie. Say in Captain America Winter Soldier, have you seen all the Marvel movies?
I'm not a big fan, but probably.
Say there's a movie that came out in 2012. Mm-hmm. There's something in that movie that hinted to the movie that came out in 2015.
Oh, okay. I know what
you mean. Like those are Easter eggs, like those small things that like may be foreshadowing something in a new movie, or it's foreshadowing something in the same movie, or it's just like small things that like
you've seen like Frozen.
See.
Have you seen Frozen? Well, when Frozen like invited everybody to the castle, the girl Tangled was one of the people. Yeah. Flynn and Rapunzel were two of the people that attended the wedding, and she had like the short brown hair. And everyone was like, you know, that's a cute Easter egg. Mm. Like, she went to their wedding. Mm. Like, I don't know.
Okay, at first I thought you meant an actual Easter egg. I was like, because you said Disney. I was like, that's something they would do. Like, actually put an Easter egg. Like,
no, not real Easter eggs. But
they do Easter eggs in video games, too. Like Call of Duty, they have them all the time. Mm. All the time. But that's fun.
Well, they actually, at Disneyland, they actually have, like, Mickey ears, like, hidden in each ride. You can find it.
Yeah, really? They do.
Like
they
the have Pirates Mickey. Caribbean ride. I think when they have you been to Disneyland? Like the one. Oh, okay. Well, in this ride, the Pirates Caribbean ride, which is like one of my favorite rides. Just the smell of. Have you been there? Mm-hmm. The smell of the. You know, are you into the smell there or no? Because there's a lot of people. No, I'm not joking. This is actually a thing. People love like the smell of the Pirates Caribbean ride.
I'm gonna smell it next time.
No, that's. Do anything for that right now.
But we need to get him a cologne. That Pirates of the Caribbean smells right.
I would like scoop the water up. Yeah. There. Like Seb's in his room, like,
no, honestly, I would.
Get an air freshener.
But they have like little like Mickey ears hidden in each ride at Disneyland.
Mm, yeah.
So be on the lookout. They actually have like a book of like all where. But little fun fact.
Yeah, I'm on Disney Talk. I don't know how to get off.
You're actually going to Disneyland, no? Aren't you going soon?
Oh, yes, I am on my little family vacation.
I've never been.
We almost went that one time.
We tried.
Yeah, we thought we had a friend, but we didn't.
You got a friend in me.
Anybody seen the new Lightyear?
It was so good. I watched it.
I saw it.
No.
It's the Elvis
movie. Are you going to watch it?
Should I? Is it good?
I thought it was cute. You like Toy Story?
I love Toy Story.
Well, then, yeah, you should.
Okay.
It is a good movie.
I'll see it. I got to see Elvis, too. I don't like going to movies by myself.
We got to see Elvis.
Well, go with Sebastian.
Yeah.
What? I know. We are supposed to go.
Maybe we should go maybe tonight or tomorrow.
And also, I don't like leaving Ashley out of stuff.
I'm dead.
I'm for real. Like, we like to see movies together. So, like, if there's a movie we both want to see, like, for like Elvis, she wants to see that. So, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go see it with Sebastian. She's like, oh, like, I thought we were going to see it.
Come on, Ashley.
I want to go see Elvis, though. So maybe we'll go. If anything, I do want to see the Elvis movie. I actually, like, didn't know how he passed away until, like, recently TikTok has been telling me.
Really?
Like, basically, he's, like, pooped. Backed up for, like, 4 months. Why are we that face, Sebastian?
Well, wasn't he just overdosed?
Well, that was speculation, but then like he also gained like 100 pounds.
Oh yeah, he was like
he gained 100 pounds, and then he didn't like poop.
Very, for, it was like, very unhealthy,
bro. That might be like a new biggest fear of mine.
What, like getting backed overdosing? Up so much? You poop yourself to death.
I was just very unhealthy, so that was like kind of like one of the symptoms. Like,
bro, this might be like TMI, but like, how often does everyone use a bathroom?
That is TMI. That's disgusting.
So, we're here.
Some guys would be excited to hear that. People be asking for, like, my bath water, my farts in a jar. I don't
want to. All right, never mind. It's fine. It's just a fear of mine now.
That is scary.
I mean, I go, like, 3 to 4 times a day.
Well, it's because you're drinking Celsius, like, it's water.
That's what it is.
Okay, let's get into some rapid-fire questions.
All right.
I'll go first, I guess, with go the ahead. Asking.
Yeah.
Favorite word. My favorite word is pusillanimous.
Hmm. Say it again.
Pusillanimous.
What does that mean? Use it in a sentence.
It means like to be scared.
Really?
It derives from like, oh, she's a.
Oh.
Pusillanimous. That's where it comes from.
Wow.
Right, and it's just fun to say. Pusillanimous. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Favorite word?
That's three.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mine's yes. Mine's actually yes. Jay.
Okay. Favorite sports team? I gotta go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I don't know why I said it like that. Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
I gotta go with the Dodgers.
I guess I go with the Mets.
But timeout. Wasn't you just talking about earlier? You was at a Mets game in a Marlins jersey, talking about you was a real Marlins fan.
Okay. Okay. I'm not allowed to change my mind.
That's what's called. You know what that's called? What?
Bandwagon.
Bandwagon.
Bandwagon. What are you talking about? Who's on the wagon that I'm bandwagoning on?
You didn't. It's not. It's nobody else. That's just like the term. Like when you switch from team to team, you learn something new.
What if I like both teams?
You can like both.
So how is that a bandwagon?
The same time you can't though.
But you, yeah.
You said what?
Sometimes you can't.
This is why I don't like sports. I like to root for both people. I want everyone to win.
That's but it says favorite sports team.
I like the Mets, but in that moment, I like the Mets and
Marlins were playing.
That's a bandwagon. No, look,
if the Mets,
how is that a bandwagon?
If the Mets and Marlins
jersey on.
If the Mets and Marlins were playing a championship game, World Series, who would you want to win?
I just feel like.
Now that's when you know who's your really favorite team.
Maybe the Mets.
The Mets,
but,
okay.
But the Mets, because my mom.
Okay, so now hear me out, though. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. Say they play this championship game and the Marlins win. Are you going to be excited the Marlins win?
I'm going to be happy for both of them.
See, that's a,
that's...
What? Do that. Why you can be happy that. For both teams?
We're both like the masculine. You can't do that.
Why can't I be happy? I want both teams. Like, think about their families. Both their families are going to be so happy. Oh, yeah, you can be
happy for them, for sure.
That's what I'm like, yes. Yeah.
Or you don't have to.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Mets, Marlins, Yankees. Actually, not the Yankees. Anything but the Yankees.
Okay, okay.
All right, well, on that note, what's your favorite car? To myself. I'm asking myself that. Probably a Tesla.
Got my bestie in a Tessie. I'll probably say Tesla, too.
Lamborghini Urus.
Okay, all-time favorite album. This one is so hard.
This is hard.
I hate talking about anything about music because there's so much music.
Yeah, so much.
It's so hard to choose from.
I would have to probably say either Blonde or Control. Maybe honorable mention Views.
I don't think I can choose truly. I'm going to do like a top three. I'm going with Endless by Frank Ocean, Blonde by Frank Ocean, and I'm giving five. Trap Soul by Bryson Tiller. Take Care and Nothing Was the Same are tie for me for Drake, so those are both number four. And then for five... Actually, I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to go with those five.
Gun to your head. All of them go away. You only get to choose one for the rest of your life. Gun to your head.
And I only get to listen to one for the rest of my life?
Gun to your head. Gun to your head. You're about to get shot.
Shoot me.
Gun to your head.
No. Endless.
There you go. That's his favorite album, y'all.
I would say Nothing Was the Same by Drake.
Such a good album, dude.
But that, like, that only that because like it just brings me back to like that time.
Nothing
that was kind of like when I got into music, really.
Yeah, Nothing Was the Same was like an era in 2013. Like All Me.
You said Views too, right?
I like Views because good. Views is versatile.
Here's my thing with Views.
It was different.
Views, if we're speaking just like music in general, one of the best albums. Like I agree with you, but that's probably one of Drake's best album. Like it's probably vibes. Number one, and it's the most underrated out of all of his albums.
Good vibes.
That album is so good and it doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Yeah, it was such a good album. I think it's one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite Drake album of all time, and Nothing Was the Same with second.
Yeah, because everybody's always like, oh, Take Care was such a good. Yeah. And it was like that was Drake's first like, all right, he's the real deal. Mm-hmm. But everybody discredits like Views. Nothing Was the Same.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yes, like all bro, Drake. Whatever we're not gonna out. Get on this topic. Whatever anyway.
Puts out is good.
Yeah.
So,
that's what's it. The next one? Would you rather have more money or more time? More money.
I'm gonna say time. I'm gonna say time.
More time so I can make more money.
Would you rather see the future or the past? I think I'd rather see the future.
I don't get it. Why would I want to see the past? If I already lived in it.
Well, it could be past what you lived.
Like, see me as a kid?
Dude, no, that's crazy. You could see, like... I guess it depends to the extent we're talking about. Would you be able to see, like, everything that happened in the past or just your past? You know what I mean?
I would see the future. See, like, the lottery, like, what numbers, and I'll just become a billionaire every day.
That's fair.
It's simple. Keep it simple.
I would rather see the future.
Yeah.
Would you rather... It's my turn. Mm-hmm. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories? What does it mean by... I'm confused. Does anyone...
Would you rather lose
your sight, like seeing, or your memories? Oh, just like that. So you can see, but you forget everything.
That was so deeper than that. My sight.
I think probably my sight, since I feel like I've seen enough.
I think I answered this the other day. This is tough. This is really tough. I know it's supposed to be rapid fire, but man. Because you think about it, like, look, you lose your sight, bro. You can never see again. Like, yeah, you can remember everything, but you can never see it again. Like,
well, I wouldn't
everything is black either, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then, like, you won't be able to make memories. What is life without memories?
Well, I don't know continuous memories. I think, like, it's just everything up to this
point. Oh, if I can make new memories, then I would rather lose my memories because goodbye trauma.
Yeah.
If it was, like, lose your memory for good, like, Alzheimer's, and
then I would probably say sight too.
Yeah, because you don't know who you're even talking to.
Yeah,
right. But if it's just, you know, I can make new memories, and I'd rather lose my memories.
That's my answer too. Yeah, we can do that. I think we all agree.
Okay, would you rather extreme heat or cold? I would rather extreme heat.
Extreme cold.
Cold. You can always put on extra layers. You can't take off your skin.
That's true. I hate when it's hot.
I'd rather wear the least amount of clothes.
All right, would you rather watch only Christmas movies or horror movies?
Christmas.
I hate horror movies.
Javier's over there like, please give me that question. He loves horror movies. Oh
yeah. Do you actually?
He loves them, dude.
That's why he is the way he is. You got to be a certain type of person to like scary movies.
I love Christmas movies. I just love Christmas.
Good vibes.
Such good vibes.
We should decorate our Christmas house like Christmas in July. Like our house, Christmas lights.
Like, I'm telling you, if I could, like, the whole year have, like, a Christmas, like, home, I would.
We should get a Christmas tree.
We definitely need to.
And stockings.
We should do it today.
Yeah.
We should get each other. We should do White Elephant.
Tomorrow.
Oh, most definitely.
Christmas.
Most definitely around Christmas time, we are definitely doing White Elephant.
I say we just do it tomorrow or something.
Yeah, I say next month.
All right, what's everyone doing for the 4th?
I thought I said what? Last rapid fire. I don't know. I'm going back home. And when I mean home, I mean home.
Home.
So I'm going to like Jacksonville, Florida, Duval. Yeah, I'm going back to Duval. So what about y'all?
I'm going to Japan for 2 weeks.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'll just
say. Everyone started looking at me.
I was going to say, go to Japan, Disney World. I heard it's beautiful.
I know. Oh, yeah. Maybe one day. But as of now. Actually, we're going to have a barbecue together today. Mm-hmm. Celebrate for the July house barbecue. Since none of us, I think, are going to be here. I'm going back probably to my house, to my home, since no one's going to be here. I'm not going to spend Sunday like just here by myself. But
nice.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to Kansas City, which is technically like home to me. Going to Kansas City. Then I'm going to Oklahoma, Grand Lake, Oklahoma for the 4th of July. So I'll be there this upcoming weekend and then back to Kansas City and then Des Moines the next weekend. So traveling, seeing family, all that good stuff.
Exciting.
Yay.
Well, I guess we will see you all next week. Please subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all socials. Bye.
Peace and love, baby.